Every Thursday afternoon, just after 3:25, we head to the West Side, our friends at Ivy Tech, and today's guest is our great friend, the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, how are you today?
I am doing well. How are you two today?
Anytime we can talk about temperatures pushing 70 in November on back-to-back days, I think we're all good. Keith and I, well, it's been a sweatpants kind of week, Jenny, after all the candy we've devoured over the weekend. We're laboring with Election Day to do some radio.
Trust me.
Little bite-sized candy
me
bars.
Too.
Well, those are the basically we're getting we're getting our Thanksgiving outfits a workout before we get to Thanksgiving Day. So
awesome.
We hope you had an almond joy or two over the weekend and enjoyed the fantastic weather. How was your trick-or-treating crew?
Oh, we did. We had so much fun. So our neighborhood, just like our 4th of July parade, we held a Halloween parade for the kids in the neighborhood, and it was super awesome. So we did it a little earlier than the regular trick-or-treat time, but many families in our neighborhood put out, tables. We put out a table and covered it with our Halloween decorations and put loads of candy out there so kids could pick them out and go on their way and go to the next house. And so we had a ton of kids come through. We also did a food drive, which we usually do during the 4th of July as well. So we collected canned goods and items that people need and gave that away. And it was just so much fun. It was fun to see the young kids in their costumes having a blast. And then for the regular trick-or-treat time, we put out more candy. And so it was all gone. By the 8 o'clock, it was all gone. So it was a lot of fun. It was a beautiful, beautiful evening.
Did you do the tongs thing or a little bag? How do you do it? Because if it was catapults. Me, I would be taking one of each.
Right. I put a few pieces of candy in little baggies. Mm-hmm. And then, we could watch the kids, from our front porch. And they were so cute, and they were really good. They took one. They didn't take more. They were looking for the right one they wanted, but they clearly took one. It was awesome. It was just really great.
So they were rifling through it to find...
That's right.
Find the flavor.
You put them in a baggie,
flavor
you can see what it is.
Of
that's
choice.
Neat. Yeah.
Or you take
that's
the slingshot
right, yeah.
and you fire them from the roof down at them and have them catch it.
The PCB pipe.
Saw lots of those on social media, all the fun things that people were doing. But I just put things in baggies and let them pick out what they wanted. So it was fun.
And they'll find a way to that candy.
Oh, yeah.
No question about it. We had a fun similar deal in our neighborhood as well. A mini gang of them went out, so... if there was any terrorizing in my neighborhood, it was probably my children screaming, give me more candy, give me more candy. So Halloween is past, I always like October. It has 31 days, so it does last a long time. But the abruptness after Halloween of turning right into November, here we are,
right.
Jenny. And give us your schedule here for the next couple weeks, just because I don't want people to get confused with IU stopping classes in person on the 20th, and that's their last day. Tell me what's happening at Ivy Tech so we're all on the same page.
So we are continuing our traditional 16-week courses, so those are going on as planned all the way through the end of December. And then we started on October 26th our second 8-week class session, so that started October 26th, and we'll go all the way through to the end of December 18th, the end of the fall semester. And what we'll be doing all the way from now until the end of the term is literally just sticking to our normal schedule. In fact, the week of Thanksgiving, we do have classes on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but we will be closed for Thanksgiving Day and the day after. So those are the only days that we're closed. And in fact, actually, we're usually open every Saturday during the semester, so we will be closed Thursday of Thanksgiving, Friday after Thanksgiving, and the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So we have that little bit of a break. But the college had decided maybe a year ago, I can't even remember, things are just kind of all rolling into one, but we would have a fall break. And so we did that. We had a fall break and then went into our second 8-week. And so that's why we're continuing our classes. If they're in person, you're still meeting in person all the way to December. If it's virtual, you're going to continue to meet in that virtual environment. And, of course, we have hybrid classes. Now, if we start to see some cases of COVID or things coming up that we might need to move some of our classes that are face-to-face to virtual, we are prepared to do that. So just like we had to do in the spring, you know, we closed and then quickly moved everything online. And so, you know, we are totally 100% prepared to do that in the case that we need to do that. We are in excellent shape here at the Bloomington campus, and we've not had to do that yet. And I'm very hopeful that we will continue in that manner. And I'd also like to mention that one of the great things out of all of this is if we happen to have bad snow or, you know, too bad out there for people to drive to campus and we have to say, hey, we have to close because it's a bad snow day, we won't have to do that because we can, all of our classes can be turned virtual. So we won't ever need to close and then reschedule and figure out how to, you know, make up exams and all of that kind of thing. So we are open until the end of the semester.
Jenny, let me ask you a provocative question. You served as registrar for a number of years at Ivy Tech, and one of the big issues for kids that are going away to college for the first time is, well, this virtual thing is not real college. What do you have to say to people about the college experience and kind of conduct it on the basis of what they're going to get if they decide to go to Ivy Tech Bloomington?
Right. So I hope many people heard Kurt Messick last week and talking about how he took his online, you know, completely online classes, his virtual classes, and how he's really changed them up to engage students more with some of those celebrities. But, you know, he's not the only one doing interesting and unique things on our campus. Our campus has had online virtual coursework for years. For 20 years, we've done that. We were one of the very first campuses that had the online teaching method. And so you're going to experience faculty with full credentials that really know what they're doing. They're constantly in development through our campus and through the college on ways to better engage students. So you're going to be able to have an excellent experience. We use state-of-the-art technology, you know, through Zoom, through Teams, through our Canvas system, our portal where students can get into courses. I think people should try it. You know, like somebody like me, I prefer face-to-face, but I think people should try it to see what it's like. They are following the exact course of outline record that you would on in a regular face-to-face class. And then we have what's called the Learn Anywhere course offerings, which is if you want to come to campus, you can come to campus for that class. But if you have to not be face-to-face and want to go virtual because maybe your kid is homesick or whatever the situation is, you can do that too. So we have so many options for people, and that Learn Anywhere is week to week. This week you might want to be in class face-to-face, and tomorrow, next week, you might want to take it virtually. So you're going to have an excellent experience. Our faculty are phenomenal. They're fantastic, and they know what they're doing in those online classes.
You're listening to Jenny Vaughn, who's the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, you didn't mention about the cost of going to Ivy Tech.
That's right. I mean, our courses, per credit hour is just a little bit over $100 per credit hour. Many of our courses have their resources, so their textbooks and things like that are online, and so there's not much of a cost, and we're really moving big time towards all of our courses being that way so that you don't have to have that textbook cost. So you're talking a relatively inexpensive course, one regular, let's say a speech class or history class, probably under $500 depending on the cost of that textbook. And so for one course at Ivy Tech Bloomington that transfers anywhere in the country or across the street for under $500.
One of the other things that's going on is that you have captured a different kind of look at the job market, and you're actually training people not to have to do 2 years of college, but you're training people to get a job that's out there right now and waiting, and you don't have to go for a year or 2 years to get whatever the qualifications are to take that job.
Right. So we're, you know, we've been talking a lot about how we really have our credentials like stacked, so a student can come in and get just a certificate. And I don't mean it just like as in, you know, only or whatever. That's the first thing they can get, where they can, let's say it's IT and they get a certificate in informatics. You can go right into the workforce, but then you can continue with us and then stack that degree to a technical certificate and then an associate's degree. So we have all kinds of options, but we want to make sure that when you plan out what you want to do and you figure out exactly what degree or what kind of skills you need, that you're creating a pathway for yourself, and we're going to help you do that to get it in as quickly as you can, and also then to be able to go get that other job while you're continuing your education. So that's really important for everybody, and we can help you do that. We can help you figure that pathway out.
And speaking of helping out, Jenny, if someone's listening and saying, Zoom, you teach everybody how to do that that gets there, right? You give them all the login, them all this. So, I mean, it can be scary for some people because if they don't deal with that on an everyday basis, it sounds terrifying, but it's not at all. Well, that's how we're doing things these days.
Exactly. And, to your point, as a student enrolls, we are making sure that they understand all the things that they need to be successful, how to check their email, how to get online to get into their course, and then to get into Zoom. So many people, maybe they don't know what we do here at Ivy Tech, so we can send them a link to a video to watch, or we can sit with them one-on-one, even during COVID. We make sure that we're safe and 6 feet apart and all that good stuff and wearing masks, but we will walk through the entire process with a student who needs to know how to access their class, how to check on their financial aid, how to email their faculty member, all of those good things. So at whatever level you are at, we're going to help you and help you access your class, get all the things that you need to be successful.
Jenny, before you go, tell the listeners about a thing you call Circle of Ivy and what great things they've done here just recently.
Sure. So Circle of Ivy is Ivy Tech's. It's a statewide women's philanthropic group, and it's we're celebrating 5 years. Every campus raises money, and then those dollars are then can be used towards grants that faculty and staff can apply for. Most of it is for either student enrichment, student engagement, and this year especially was all about COVID. And so we are celebrating an event tomorrow. It will be our 5th annual Circle of Ivy celebration. We have decided to allow some of our local members to come in person to this event. So we have about 15 people coming to campus tomorrow. We're going to be really incredible. You know, Susie Graham has organized the whole thing with her team. We're going to be very socially distanced, but we're going to be celebrating the fact that with our funds that we raised this year, it's $17,000. All the different projects. We have 7 projects that we're able to fund. And let me just share one of them. So it's called the Green Apron Food Kit. And each month from December to April, our hospitality program will assemble 5 meal kits and 5 baked good kits. And each kit has all the things in it, pre-portioned ingredients and all of that. We'll be giving those away to our students and they'll be able to access an instructional video on how to cook these items. So that's just one thing that we funded with the Circle of Ivy, and we've got lots of other things, including supporting single parents, give and take pantry, hotspots for people to access the internet. So it's incredible, and it's Susie Graham and her team has created all of this for us, and we're going to have a good time tomorrow.
Well, if Susie created it, then you have nothing to worry about. That's the good news, unless Andy was bothering her throughout the entire process, which could be true. She works under some
probably true.
She works under some difficult conditions, I tell you what. We joke.
She works for me. Hello.
Andy, I was just kidding. We love you and Susie. But that's great, though, that you do other things in the community. And that's why you're a community college. That's why it's part of it. And Circle of Ivy, another great way to show how that works. All right. So here we are in November.
She can go out on the back deck this weekend because of your weather forecast.
Yes. And enjoy every day. 74 and sunshine Saturday. 77 on Sunday. Well,
excellent.
let's go ahead and take a screenshot of that, Keith, because I'm not sure we're going to drag that with us for the rest of the month. So we've got all the holiday information. We're ready to go till December 18th. That's a Friday. Ivy Tech, remember, and we'll remind everybody as the weeks follow too, Jenny, that Ivy Tech, no, obviously, building open on Thanksgiving Day or the Friday and Saturday afterwards. I think we've got it all covered, Keith.
Yes, we do.
All right, Chancellor, we'll let you get back to work. We always appreciate you checking in. And, well, we'll have to talk Thanksgiving down the road then. We got through the Halloween candy. Then we'll get to – we got to throw food in at some point,
That's
Keith.
Right.
Look at us.
That's right.
We're hungry. We're
turkey or ham, that'll be the
well,
question.
Well, that could be, yeah, and all the side dishes that go along with it. We always have fun, Chancellor. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Jenny.
Take
Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. She joins us on Thursday afternoons just after 3:25.